Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to City Hall. This is our regularly scheduled City Council meeting. I proudly call the meeting to order, and I kindly ask our City Clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Mike Bruno?
Here.
Don Cummings?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Dean Kilberg?
Here.
Greg Malandra?
Here.
Richard Marks?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Vogelsberg?
Here.
We have a full house, and everyone's dressed up tonight. Exciting? It's because we had photographs earlier in the evening. This may be the only time we see everybody dressed up. This is great. We begin each and every council meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I would like to ask a very special guest, Mrs. Dantino and the Dantino family, to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Yeah, Nancy, how do I, is it the Dantino gang? Is it the Dantino tribe? I mean, what's the proper way to refer to the gang? Well, Drew is my banker, which explains why I wear the same suit every week. We have some very exciting business to take care of tonight. We have a great deal of celebration, and we also have a great deal of memories to share and appreciation to extend, and our dear friend Mrs. Dantino is with us tonight to help kick things off with respect to that sharing of memories. For those of you who, for whatever reason, might not know, we had the pleasure of serving with a gentleman on the City Council, Mr. Ralph Dantino. And Mr. Ralph Dantino passed away just a few months ago. And tonight we get to name Mr. Dantino's successor. But before doing so, we thought it'd be appropriate to let Nancy, the kids, the grandkids, and everybody who's gathered know that how much we appreciated and enjoyed working with Ralph, how much we still miss him, how much we are grateful for his commitment and his participation, his sense of humor. He often sat next to Mary McKittrick, and it was just really not a pretty picture. But he was a good man, and I know that others on the council wish to say something as well regarding Ralph, and of course we would be honored if you'd like to say anything as well, and then we do have a special gift for you as well. So from the dais, if anybody would like to say anything, I'll turn it over to the council members. Mr. Kilberg.
I had a few thoughts I'd like to share this evening, and please bear with me for a moment as I try to share a few rambling thoughts about Ralph and a few recollections about a husband, father, relative, community servant, and dear friend to so many of us. When Ralph passed away in November and I was asked to comment, it was so close to his passing and was difficult to do. But I've had an opportunity over the last couple of months to reflect on this and try to capture really tonight maybe some thoughts about Ralph and his service to the community. It's no easy task, but I think as we all reflect on life's journeys, we have the opportunity to relate to friendships and those friendships both past and present that help shape our lives, that help make life meaningful. Ralph was a friend to so many of us in every sense of the word. He enjoyed being with people, having a good time, sharing a beer or a fine wine, consuming great Italian food, and he did know the difference, laughing out loud, debating politics, or discussing why the Cubs were pathetic, why the White Sox, with a winning record, couldn't draw fans, and why the McCaskies were killing the Bears with their ticket prices. Only a true friend can carry on a meaningful discussion about all of these important topics. For Ralph, it also meant being a friend to his community. This meant getting involved and saying yes when others were too busy or didn't want to get involved. With five kids at home, a daycare business at home, and your own demanding business to provide a livelihood, it would have been easy for Ralph to say, "I'm too busy. I really can't get involved right now." If Ralph had one fault, it was he never learned two letters in the alphabet. N and O. But that is probably a good thing. Ralph's accomplishments beyond a great husband, father, and friend is leaving a legacy of involvement in our community. We all are well aware of his path of volunteerism, from his church to youth soccer to youth baseball to school board to plan commission, alderman, to Dancing with the Stars, to living well, in the last few years advocating for funds to help with cancer research. It was chronic. Throughout Ralph's life, he always seemed to have difficulty with the letters N and O. Ralph, in his own unassuming way, loved Geneva. He knew quite well what his role in that relationship was really all about. He wanted to keep his community special. He saw that this was not a burden, but a civic responsibility. He appreciated Geneva's past, was actively engaged in its present, but also envisioned its future. He knew that the future is not some place we are suddenly going to, but one we are constantly creating, one marvelous day at a time. His activities in helping shape that path forward for Geneva changed both Ralph and the destination he pursued for the better. Nancy, thank you for coming tonight, and may I extend to you and your family our appreciation for serving Ralph so freely, or for letting Ralph serve so freely in the community throughout the years, and for your unwavering support in caring for Ralph with his long journey home. Thanks for coming tonight.
The floor is open if anyone else on the dais wishes to add anything.
District.
Alderman Flanagan.
I didn't have time to reflect too long on unfortunately, I would have liked to have put a little bit more effort into what I want to say tonight, but since Alderman Kilberg mentioned something about the letter N-O, I think that Ralph was pretty good using the letter C, which means commitment, his commitment to his time and talent to the community, which he did so well, his courage for his fight against cancer. And I was so impressed, and he made such a great example with Dancing with the Stars. Even though he was in the hospital that day, he came and finished his commitment. That's another C word. And he never complained, according to what Nancy said. And I didn't hear him complaining here either. So with all that said, I think he set a very good example for all of us, and we should take home with us some of the C's and kind of pay attention to those C's. Thank you, Nancy, for coming.
Anyone else? Nancy, if you would permit us the honor of presenting you with a special gift, if you will. It's actually a picture of the council.
I want to put a garbage sticker on that before the price.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry. Would you kindly do that again so I could take a photo? I don't know if anybody took a picture of it.
I don't think Nancy wants to be in the photo.
Oh, she does. She really does.
It's like a box of Graham's chocolate, doesn't it? It's like...
Thank you.
Mayor Burns, Alderman.
Oh, thank you.
Alderman. City Commissioner. Community of Geneva. I and my family can't thank all of you enough for your continued support wonderful community to be here. And I can't thank you enough. So, and I have to say that he enjoyed coming to the meetings, even when he was in the hospital. He enjoyed being on TV. So, good luck, sir. No, he just didn't enjoy being on TV, but he was, I enjoy watching. I'm sorry.
Smart.
But thank you.
Thank you. Transitioning, if I may, we have the high honor of Drew. That was Drew Dantino.
It must have been Ralph. He just said thank you.
Yeah. Transitioning to the appointment of a new alderman to succeed Mr. Dantino. All of you received correspondence from me on Friday with a brief note of introduction regarding my nomination of Mr. Tom Simonian to serve the two-year term as alderman of the 5th Ward. I would like to acknowledge yet again Alderman Maladra and Alderman Vogelsberg's involvement in the process of interviewing all the candidates. I have had the pleasure of knowing Mr. Simonian for a number of years. We worked together on the community chest. We've seen each other socially. We've seen each other when issues of the day are before this very body. We've disagreed on many. We've agreed on others. But we've always had, I think, a very strong and positive relationship that we can disagree yet still remain focused on what's important, and that is the community, pure and simple. Mr. Simonian brings to this body, I believe, a sense of keen interest in the success of not just the 5th Ward, but the entire community. He understands the role that he will soon be playing. He also is a smart enough gentleman to know that he doesn't know what he doesn't know and needs to learn. And he is willing to invest that time with the staff and all of us and the senior member of the ward, Mr. Maladra, in achieving his ultimate goal of public service. He's been a 15-year resident on the beautiful street of Batavia Avenue. He's a small business owner and a successful one at that. He's very charitable, both professionally and personally. And I believe he has the appropriate demeanor to serve extraordinarily well. And as an aside, I want to thank all the candidates who applied. And I appreciate very much my conversations with them, and in particular, Mr. Simonian. So, Tom, without further ado, I would like to invite our city clerk to administer the oath of office. We do need a motion. I will entertain a motion to appoint Mr. Tom Simonian.
So moved.
Motion by Craig Maladra. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Alderman Don Vogelsberg. Roll call is in order. Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Based on, I think, the lack of transparency in the process, I will vote nay on the appointment. No offense to Mr. Simonian. I look forward to serving.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
I'll vote no, and my comments would echo Mr. Bruno's.
Motion passes. Exciting as hell, isn't it? Yeah, wow. Tom, Mr. City Clerk?
Can you stand by the podium microphone? Because the oaths don't get in the video.
Wherever you're comfortable, Mr. Clerk, is fine. There you go.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, Tom Simonian.
I, Tom Simonian.
Having been appointed to the office of alderman.
Having been appointed to the office of alderman.
Fifth Ward.
Fifth Ward.
In the city of Geneva.
In the city of Geneva.
County of Kane, aforesaid.
County of Kane, aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
And I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support
state of Illinois.
The Constitution of the state of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of alderman.
The office of alderman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can I make a comment?
Certainly. Please do.
So I just wanted to ask a question about the lack of transparency. Comment from Alderman Bruno and Alderman Kilberg. Transparency is an interesting word. I think that the process was quite transparent. I think that we announced the process in the papers. I think we announced the process to the members of the City Council, none of whom questioned the process at the time. I think that it was a process chosen specifically to be transparent. Normally, at least in my experience, the mayor makes the appointment. But because our mayor was involved in a contested race, he chose to delegate some authority, notified everybody of that delegation. It's a Fifth Ward application process, but because the Fifth Ward spans the river, I felt it was very important to have an east side perspective, so I invited the senior alderman from the east side to join me in the selection interviews, also stated to everybody. So you can question whatever you wish about the process, but transparency, I think we were very transparent. There was no opacity at all. There was no secrecy at all. Whether or not every member of this council had a piece of the control, maybe that's an issue. But as far as being transparent, I don't understand how we fall on the outside of that. So if you could explain further, that would be helpful.
Mayor, Mr. Mayor, transparency may be a bad choice of words. What comes to me as I saw the packet was and I'm the freshman here. I'm willing to make a fool of myself here. We're to vote on something, but I don't even know how many candidates applied. I hadn't seen any of the other resumes. I'm Mr. Simonian. Seems like I'm sorry, you're over there now. I'm happy to work with you. I'm sure you're a fine candidate. I just thought if we're voting on something, that we'd have something to say, well, this is the best decision. I realize the scope of authority, and it is an appointment, but I'm not really, if we can't see more than the one appointment, we really can't vote on anything. We're simply saying, well, it's the mayor's choice.
Okay, I got it. I didn't like the implication
so,
of what I took.
And I would apologize.
You were not being transparent.
I would apologize for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Vocabulary.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Brown.
To end on a positive note, I serve with the mayor and Mr. Simonium on the
Community Chest
board at the same time, and I can assure you that Mr. Simonian had opinions and ideas, and they were always worth listening to. So I welcome you to the council, Tom, and don't hold back.
Thank you, and I don't intend to.
They say that a thick skin is required to serve in public office. Mr. Simonian, welcome. You've got a taste of it already, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we have faith in your abilities. We have faith in this body. We have faith in our staff. We have faith in our community. And we will move forward, guaranteed. Now, on to some exciting news. Look at the firefighters back here, all just sitting there with their arms crossed. It's like, did I call you forward?
Yep.
Oh, take the podium, Mr. Moore. Take the podium. Mr. Clerk is going to swear you in, but first we got to know a little bit about you. You live in Sandwich, Illinois, by choice? Okay. Your wife is Stephanie, who's also a firefighter, and she's working tonight, so she can't be with you. Is she watching in the firehouse, perchance? Exactly. You can't get cable out there, probably. Now, you've been on the Bristol Kendall Fire Department since 2000. Well, you're a young man.
Okay.
I think it's off for a reason.
You've completed your you've completed your certifications for firefighter 2 and 3, and you always wanted to be a firefighter growing up. Seriously. When did you have this epiphany that you wanted to be a firefighter?
My dad used to take me along to firehouses where I used to live in Florida all the
time. Was that right? Was your dad a firefighter, obviously? Or no, just took you over there and...
Air Force veteran for 25 years.
Really? Wow. That's it?
Yeah.
And you got the fish. That's cool. So how long have you been married to Stephanie?
7 years.
Fantastic. And you've got a friend here tonight.
A
fellow firefighter.
Yes.
Yeah. And all these gentlemen from the firehouse are here as well. What do you think of the chief? Really? Yeah. What do you think of the deputy chiefs? What shift are you on?
I'm on red shift.
You're on red shift. So you're on duty tomorrow. Today. So you're currently being paid for being here. Interesting. It's a heck of a I should make a question. Mr. City Clerk, would you do the honors of Mr. Moore? What's your middle name, Mr. Moore?
William.
Robert William Moore. Woo! We are set.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. Glasses on. Dantinos?
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, two hands, Drew. Item 3D, consider mayor's reappointments to city boards and commissions.
So moved.
Motion by Marks.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Singer. Any questions or comments?
These are all reappointments.
These are all reappointments, that's correct.
These people have served already, and we appreciate that.
Indeed we do. They're good members. They were asked to respond to an email from Mrs. Fornari, and they did so, and it's great.
We appreciate that they were re-upping then.
Absolutely. A roll call vote is in order. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Welcome back to those who are serving. We do indeed appreciate it, as Alderman Brown stated. Item 3E, recognize Water Division Supervisor Mike Martins, class of 83, is that right? No, 84, from Geneva High School, for American Water Works Association Meritorious Service Award. And we have a very special guest with us tonight. The erstwhile Geneva Water Department dude, also on the chain gang at Geneva High School football games, former Geneva resident, Mr. John Donahue. Mr. Donahue, welcome. No, I just wanted to say welcome. No, of course you can. This is all you.
to give you the lead.
Yeah. That's a softball, man.
I know.
It's good to see you back in town.
You know, it's great to be here.
How's the fam? Good?
Perfect.
Excellent.
Life is good.
Good.
Mayor Burns and members of the City Council, it's a very special personal and professional pleasure to be here in Geneva tonight to present Mike Martins with this award on behalf of the 50,000 members of the American Water Works Association. Each year, the 43 sections of AWWA, including Illinois, have the opportunity to determine if one of their members has performed in such a remarkable way as to be deserving of this national award. I can tell you this year that only 18 sections, which includes all the states in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico, have been chosen to receive this special recognition. So in North America, only 18 people have been awarded this award this year. Just for a little bit of background, the Operator Meritorious Service Award is given in recognition of special performance if a person exceeds one or more of these criteria: maintains compliance with all public health standards in drinking water, provided consistent and outstanding contribution to plant maintenance, implemented significant process modifications to provide more efficient and or effective treatment, provided special effort in training of treatment plant operators, and provided consistent and outstanding contribution to operator and or maintenance of distribution lines, pump stations, and reservoirs. I'd like to read an excerpt from the nominating citation that was the basis by which Mike Martins is receiving this award. Mike began his career with the City of Geneva in 1987, and I can attest to that. He was the first person that I hired when I was here. A young man just out of college. He's consistently and continually improved his knowledge and understanding of water and wastewater operations. He earned his Class A water operator's license issued by the Illinois EPA, which is the highest an operator can reach. In 2006, he was promoted to manager of water supply and treatment and was placed in charge of your new state-of-the-art reverse osmosis drinking water treatment facility. This increase in responsibility required Mike to navigate a significant jump in technical knowledge and capability as he went from supervising maintenance activities for your infrastructure, underground infrastructure, to managing a very technologically advanced treatment system consisting of raw water wells, green sand pressure filters, horizontal cartridge filters, disinfection, decarbonation, reverse osmosis feed pumps, RO skids, and all the stuff that goes with it. However, as any operator can tell you, it's one thing to design a sophisticated treatment plant like this, but it's entirely more difficult to make it work. Through Mike's leadership, he and his very capable staff were able to overcome the significant challenges experienced during the startup operations, oftentimes making adjustments, changes, or repairs themselves in order to ensure 24/7, 365 operation and still meet the IEPA compliance deadline. These efforts were not only extraordinary, but it also culminated in the City of Geneva being recognized for having the best tasting water in King County in both 2010 and 2011. As president-elect of the American Water Works Association, I would personally like to congratulate Mike for this much-deserved recognition. I would also like to express my congratulations to all of the Geneva staff who have been involved in this project during the design, financing, and I know that was no small deal, and construction in order to provide the citizens of Geneva with the best drinking water quality our industry can provide. So thank you, and Mike.
It should go unnoticed, or should not go unnoticed, that you are the president-elect of this national organization.
Right.
That's pretty cool, man.
Thank you.
Do you, like, get a security and everything?
No, but I get frequent flyer miles.
And free water?
No, I don't even get that.
Drink bottled water, do we?
No, we don't.
And Mr. Martins is not a public guy. You don't like all this adulation and that. Okay, good. See you. But you, we want you to say a few words, right? Because we know your wife's home watching the hockey game and not you.
No, I just, it means a lot to me to have John take some time out of his evening tonight and come out and present me with this award. And I owe a lot to John, just the fact that he gave me the opportunity 25 years ago and believed in me, and here I am now, and I owe a lot to John. You know, I can't thank him enough.
Well, Mike, you're an extraordinary good leader. You've been a great employee. You're a good guy. You're a Geneva boy who's done good. It's amazing. So you have a high school reunion coming up or no?
No, 2 years.
Two more years till your 30th? Good Lord, man. Are you going to crash the class of 83s?
Thinking about it.
So, I bet you are.
Go with my wife.
So. Yeah, that's right. It's at the mill race, so it should be no problem. Congratulations, Mr. Martins. Would anybody else like to say anything about Mike? Floor's open. We all know him. God, how's that going for you, man? Leslie just texted me saying you look great. Proclaim May 19th to the 25th as Public Works Week in the city of Geneva. How appropriate. Is there a motion to so proclaim?
Second.
Alderman Flanagan, seconded by Alderman Marks. A voice vote is sufficient. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? It is Public Works Week. Congratulations, Dan. We expect to see these all over 3rd Street and just laying out there. Item 4, amendments to tonight's City Council agenda. Are there any amendments this evening? Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Second. Alderman Brown makes the motion. I believe Alderman Bruno was a close second.
I'll let him have it.
Any comments or questions? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item number 10, municipal bills for payment. We kindly ask our city clerk to read the bills for consideration.
Bills for payment total $3,147,716.21.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read. The invoices that add up to that total can be found in the packet for tonight's meeting on the city website.
Second.
Motion offered by Alderman Brown to pay the bills as presented and available on the city's website and in tonight's packet for the city council is seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Mike Bruno?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Folks, we skip down to item 13, new business. Is there any new business from anyone on the dais? Anyone from the audience? New business. Mr. Simonian.
Is it okay if I say something now?
Oh, please do.
First of all, I want to thank Alderman Maladra and Alderwoman Vogelsberg for recommending me for this appointment. Number one, it's with a heavy heart. I'm sorry that Dantino's had left, but it's a heavy heart that I accept this under the circumstances. I also want to thank the mayor for choosing me. I don't know what the whole process was, but I look forward to working with each and every one of you and challenging each and every one of you. You will hear everything I got to say and everything I got to feel. I'm not a political guy. It's probably a mistake that I'm on television. But it's okay. I'll learn, I guess, the hard way.
There is a 7-second delay.
Oh, okay, good. And I look forward to working with the city staff and you know, making Geneva, which is my home, a great place to live and be part of for years to come. So thank you all very much, and I look forward to it. And the other thing, too, is I now know what it's like with that poor IRS guy sitting across from what I looks like I'm in Washington, D.C. it's scary over there, but I'm glad it's only picture night once a year or once every 2 years or 4 years, whatever it is, because casual attire is not bad. But thank you all very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. Any other new business? Alderman Kilburg.
Maybe you'll elaborate on this a little bit more, Mayor, but we do have a celebrity in our midst tonight. And
I was told not to say anything.
Only a few
I knew you'd recognize.
Only a few of us recognize Aaron White, who's with us tonight. Aaron is from Ohio. He's a sophomore at the University of Iowa. Last season, he averaged 12.8 points, 7 rebounds, and led the Hawkeyes to a 25-13 record, I believe. And they finished runner-up in the NIT tournament, losing to Baylor. We're not going to talk a lot about that, but there's always next. Welcome, Aaron. We're glad to have you here.
I think it's only fair that Aaron White come to the podium. Hey, you're staying in my house, kid. You want to stay in my house? Also joining Aaron White is his girlfriend, my daughter, Grace Burns, and my youngest daughter, Florence Burns. I promised Aaron that I wouldn't say a word, so way to go, Dean. Nice job. Now the press can pick up.
He will be all Big Ten by the time he graduates.
No question. And based on his academics, that's like 9 years from now. It's going to be awesome. Aaron does a great job painting ceilings, and they're flying out tomorrow to go to Cleveland. Then they come back next week for a day. Then they head back for volleyball and jobs and basketball and all that good stuff. So we're delighted to have Aaron. Usually when Aaron and I and Grace are together, we actually visit city halls. So this is your second one you visited. Thanks for your enthusiasm. Typical state school kid. It's like, what? Anyone else? New business? Look at everybody staring at you, man. It's like...
I'm thinking how much he must like Grace if he goes to city halls with you.
A motion to adjourn is in order. Motion by Marks, seconded by Singer. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned. Microphones are off.